Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to what Dayo of Madison just said. It was very profound in many of his points, and I want to highlight what I agree with and then to set the challenge and then the solution in my view. He makes the good point that, you know, violence doesn't just happen. It happens because of conditions that are wrong. And the conditions, among others, that you have poverty among Palestinians. They have been basically segregated into a small area with not sufficient economic activity, in some cases food. Contributing to that was Donald Trump's cutting off assistance, financial aid to the Palestinian territories. And he did it in a spiteful way. It was a stupid thing to do. And it was also an inhumane thing to do. The Palestinian people are people. They're very good people. They're very talented people. And so the point is, and I think you're going to find under Joe Biden, I think he's going to restore or has restored the financial assistance. That's number one. But number two, what do? Long term, you can't have people who are confined to Gaza and the West Bank on the one hand, then to Israel on the other, just, you know, bordering each other, with each side worried about what's going to happen. One side worries about rockets. The other side worries about infiltration, murders, security forces coming in and tearing down houses and all that. So how do you do it? How do you solve that? How do you solve that? Initially, there's got to be a cessation of hostilities right now. I mean, obviously, you can't have rockets just raining down in Tel Aviv, and you also can't have people bombing the Palestinian part of it. In general, although here it's being done in response to the rockets to try to get them out. So let's get a halt in violence. And then here is the challenge, and here is the solution in my view. The challenge is when Yasser Arafat negotiated a solution, he was offered something like, by Israel, with the United States backing, something like 98% of what he wanted in terms of land, control over a new Palestinian state. But one of the conditions he could not agree to was recognizing Israel's right to exist. And at that point, I remember thinking, well, why didn't he? Why didn't he? But then I realized he might have wanted to, but if he did, he would have been assassinated. Remember the accord between Egypt and Israel back in 1982, when the premier of Egypt was assassinated by some people in his own bodyguards. The governor of the Punjab over near in Pakistan advocated publicly that a Christian woman who was on death row over there for blasphemy should not be put to death, and he was murdered by his bodyguard. And I think that any Palestinian leader right now, 90% of the Palestinian people would love to have a resolution of this. But the problem is they look at Anwar Sadat in Egypt, they look at the governor of the Punjab, and they say, if I'm the guy that does it, and it involves recognizing Israel's right to exist, I'm going to get assassinated. And that is what is ultimately holding it up. Now, Israel, in my view, is 9 million people, and there's a sea of people around it which are opposed to it. They would love to see just normal trade relations and people going to each other's territory, vacationing. It'd be wonderful. Trading, doing business, joint ventures. It's an area of the world with a lot of ability in mathematics and in business, including Palestinians, especially Palestinians. So what has happened? Well, we have the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords brought in the last couple of years, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Bahrain, also Sudan and Morocco, and Saudi Arabia is permitting Israeli aircraft to go through its space to get to the United Arab Emirates. What if we had an Abraham Accord that united all three monotheistic faiths, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam? What if Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Iran, Shiite as well as Sunni, joined the Abraham Accords? They said, we are going to trade with one another. We're going to ship goods to one another. We recognize one another's existence. With the Palestinians, part of the problem initially goes back to 1948 and the dispossession of land. Maybe there's compensation for people who lost their land. And that's something that the international community and frankly, the United States would be happy to participate in and get on with it. Get on with it. That is what I think. So Dayo is making the excellent point that people who are human beings are suffering, our Palestinian friends, they're suffering. They suffer from hunger, they suffer from violence, they suffer from security forces coming in, tearing down houses and so forth. The Israelis are suffering. They get rockets coming down on Tel Aviv, on a civil, you know, a city, and people are getting killed. You can't live with rockets coming down. So how do you stop it? You stop both right away. And ultimately, what you want to see is the Muslim world recognizing Israel's right to exist. Now, if you had said to me, that's impossible, you're daydreaming, I'd say, well, if you told me that the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Dubai, Sudan, and Morocco would have recognized Israel's rights to exist, I would have said you're crazy a couple of years ago, but it happened. If you said to me, Saudi Arabia is going to let Israeli aircraft go through its airspace for business purposes going to the United Arab Emirates, I'd say you're crazy, but it's happened. Jordan is a wonderful country and a good ally of the United States. Egypt has the various different administrations and presidents, but it's a very reliable partner to the United States. Saudi Arabia, you know, there are real problems, obviously, with Jamal Khashoggi's murder and so forth. But ironically, I think the Crown Prince has a more moderate, modern view of how the world is set up, and that is subject to cautious optimism. Iran, at one time, is the flower of the Middle East. Iran, the Iranian, beautiful country, great people. So can we have borders in the Middle East like we have with Canada and the United States? And there you have it. I have got to go. I'm being dragged off the air. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.